good country music. It's still around. You just have to look for it. And you found it. This is Hurtin' for Real. Thanks for stopping by. Songs about trains. Yes, that's what we have today on Hurtin' for Real. Hi there, everyone. My name is Brian. And today, all songs dedicated to trains. And you know, I've got quite a stack of albums here. Some old songs. And some new songs. And yeah, trains. They'll be writing about trains for years, I would guess. Yeah, we've got some good music today from David Rawlings and Kara Luft and Laura Cantrell, Billy Joe Shaver, BR549. Yeah, all songs about trains today. Yeah, let's get on board. Here we go.
Sleep, say it.
If I had to pick one of my favorite albums ever, it might be East Nashville Skyline by Todd Snyder. Yeah, that album is darn near perfect. Yeah, good stuff there. A song called Play a Train Song. And today we're going to play a whole bunch of train songs. Absolutely. Hi there, everyone. This is Hurtin' for Real. I play country music. My name is Brian. Yeah, might lean towards traditional country, maybe alternative country, whatever that is. Ooh, Americana, Canadiana, twangy stuff, whatever. But it steers well away of the pop country sounds of the world. Like I say, it's all songs about trains. And, you know, I've been doing my show for, 15 plus years. And every few years I decide to do a show all about train songs. And it's been a while, so I've decided to do another one. Absolutely. This one is going to feature a song by BR549. Now, BR549, they're not recording anymore. Yeah, the very talented parts of BR549 kind of went their separate ways. But they left a whole bunch of good songs and albums. And this song of theirs is one of my favorites. It's called No Train to Memphis. Yeah, I dare you not to dance to this one. Here you go. Some BR549 on Hurtin' for Real.
Well, lightning struck at midnight with the thunder and the rain. My sleep was interrupted by the rhythm of a train. I asked of the conductor where this old train was bound. He punched my ticket, then he whispered, Memphis town. But there ain't no train to Memphis anymore. You got to take the highway when you go. Well, them rusty tracks from Nashville lay beside that stretch of road. But there ain't no train to Memphis anymore.
I just can't wait to get on board and look around, 'cause I Got my ticket out of here and I won't be back again. How could you tell me that you didn't think I tried? How could I stay here when it's burning me alive? I can't leave here without crying. Got all locked away and it's screaming to be found. Well, I'll lose the chains and set her free and let her run all wild. Get her on out of here before she starts to die. How could you tell me that you didn't think I'd try? How could I stay here when it's burning me alive? I can't leave here without crying. To this train, destination is unknown, and I won't know till I get there, but I'll just have to smile, 'cause I'll be far from you and that serves me just fine. How could you tell me that you didn't think I'd try? How could I stay here when it's burning me alive? I can't leave here without crying.
Is Kara Luft. She's from Winnipeg. She was one of the founding members of the Waylon Jennies. She's not with them anymore, but she makes her own music. She's in a duo as well. She's really talented, and I got that from a record called The Light Fantastic. Yes, Kara Luft, L-U-F-T, a song called There's a Train. Well, I had a lot of songs to choose from for this theme show. Absolutely. One of the songs that I kind of rediscovered was by Tom T. Hall. Now, Tom T. Hall had so many wonderful story songs, and he really is one of the great songwriters. I love Tom T. Hall. And this song here, is called I Miss a Lot of Trains. I think you'll like this one. Some Tom T. Hall on Hurtin' for Real.
When the train pulls in the station, you'll be waiting by the track. You're having trouble sleeping nights. You want me to come back. But that old train will roll on by. You'll know I never came. 'Cause I sleep good and miss a lot of trains. I sleep good and I miss a lot of trains. That one-way track to no man's love, I'll never ride again. I used to lie awake like you, calling out your name. Now I sleep good and I miss a lot of trains. You're standing in the station, I can see you in my mind. You think that I'll forgive again, but you're so wrong this time. Your sleepless eyes and selfish heart are waiting there in vain. While I sleep good and miss a lot of trains, I sleep good and I miss a lot of trains. That one-way track to no man's love, I'll never ride again. I used to lie awake like you, calling out your name. Now I sleep good and I miss a lot of trains.
Hey, this is Fred Eaglesmith and you're listening to Hurtin' for Real, Kamloops, British Columbia. Brian Sanderson, stick it in your ear.
Wish it was a diesel load.
Fred Eaglesmith. Yeah, he is a treasure. He's written a lot of songs about trains over the years. That one there is called Freight Train. Yeah, if you have a chance to go see Fred Eaglesmith live, and you haven't yet, you should go see him. He's a really talented storyteller, one of the finest songwriters out there, and he's a real treasure. Anyways, good stuff there from Fred Eaglesmith. Well, I still remember when I discovered this next record. It's called Barricades and Brick Walls. If my memory serves me right, I played this song on my very first show that I did back in 2002. And it's by Casey Chambers. She has an album called, yep, Barricades and Brick Walls, and on it, Runaway Train. I think you'll like this. Some Casey Chambers on Hurtin' For Real.
They run till the break of great big wheel turn all night long. The little wheels and the great big wheels turn all night long. They turn
is my favorite guitar player. Yes, that's right, David Rawlings. Oh, he is good. Yeah, a great songwriter too, and a wicked voice, absolutely, from the record Poor David's Almanac. Yeah, that's one of the best records of last year, as I've told you before. A song called Midnight Train. Yeah, good stuff there from David Rawlings. Well, you are listening to Hurtin' For Real. My name is Brian. And remember, if you ever want to check out my Twitter page, I guess you'd say, just go to @HurtinForReal on Twitter. Yeah, Hurtin', no G, no apostrophe, @HurtinForReal. And yeah, I've got some news there. I've got, information on the shows that I put up and all kinds of good stuff on my Twitter. Well, David Rawlings. All over that record, of course, is Gillian Welch, his musical partner, his partner in general. And, you know, Gillian is one of my favorites as well. And quite a while ago, she released a song called Leaving Train. And this one fits the theme just fine. Yeah, here you go. Some Gillian Welch on Hurtin' For Real.
Come back again. Hi, this is Scott Nolan, and you're listening to Hurtin' for Real, the home for good country music.
This old train, it's gonna take you nowhere, nowhere you haven't been before. I'll meet you there, haven't any time to spare. It's the end of the world. These old boots are too warm for walking. A two-step walk's in warm leather right through. I'll meet you there, haven't any time to spare. It's the end of the world.
Scott Nolan is his name. He's from Winnipeg, and he is a fine songwriter, yes. That track there is called This Train, and it's been a little while since Scott has released a new record. Yeah, we're looking forward to your next one. Yeah, the last record that Scott put out was called Silver Hill, and it was his best yet. Yeah, he's put out a string of really strong records. Anyways, look him up, Scott Nolan. All right. Laura Cantrell, she is a DJ. She is a recording artist, of course. But she used to host a radio show called Radio Thrift Shop. And it was on WFMU. I kind of miss it. Yeah, well, I do miss it. Absolutely. Anyways, she's a DJ on other shows as well. Yeah, just go to her website, lauracantrell.com. You can see what she's up to. She's a very talented performer and DJ. Anywho, a few years ago, she released an EP called Trains and Boats and Planes. And on it, she covers Train of Life. I think you'll like this. Some Laura Cantrell on Hurtin' for Real.
I sit alone at my table, watch all the others have fun. I'm tired of sitting on the sidetrack, watching the main line run. I'm tired of having no future, of living off things that I've done. And I'm tired of sitting on the sidetrack, watching the main line run. Train, train, don't leave. Watching the main line run. I'm tired of having no future, just living on things that I've done. And I'm tired of sitting on the sidetrack, watching the main line run. Train, train, don't leave.
Baby, and you left me standing here all alone on the platform at the station. Is this the beginning or the end of the line? Windsor is a lonely town when the one you love is westward bound. Vancouver is her final destination. She said I'd join her if I really cared. To me it feels just like a dare to see if I would leave this factory. That overtime has got its hooks in me. Train, you took my baby, and I'm starting to think maybe that I may never see that girl again. She'll meet someone who isn't chained to a way of life that is my fate, working on the line every day while another line is taking her away. Passing Chicago, will she think of me the way that our love used to be? In Paris Sound, will she look at my picture? Sudbury Junction, will stop on request. Me's gonna be the test to see if she'll detrain and turn around to catch that Iron Horse City of Roses bound. KPL's the next scheduled stop. Will she shed a tear? No, not one drop. Her eyes will remain dry till Horn Pain. In Sioux Lookout, she finally called. Say it's over after all. Don't follow me, don't wait, honey, it's over. Oh, you never will again roll in the clover. Train, you're passing Winnipeg, biggest Saskatoon, the biggie, Jasper, Kamloops, north into the terminal city. Unknown to her, I stand here crying. I've been on the platform all this time. Guess it's best because I couldn't take the rain. And Detroit is getting better every day. Train, you took my baby and you left me standing here all alone on the platform at the station. Is this the beginning or the end of the line?
There is a guy named Nudie. Yes, N-U-D-I-E, Nudie. And he is awesome. Yeah, that track there is called Train, You Took My Baby. It's off of his record called Everything's Different in the Night. Yeah, he's a honky-tonker. He's from Charlottetown. He knows a hell of a lot about country music, and he's put out some really good stuff over the years. In fact, he even does a shout-out to Kamloops, which is my hometown, in that song. Yeah. Thank you, Nudie. Well, when you talk about train songs, good country music, train songs, this one usually comes up in conversation. It's by Billy Joe Shaver. You know the one. I've been to Georgia on a fast train. Here you go. Some Billy Joe Shaver on Hurtin' for Real.
That morning, that's the day that I was born in that old shack, crop of one room country shack. Then they say my mama left me the day before she had me, said she hit the road and never once looked back. Hell, I just thought I'd mention my grandma's old age pension is the reason why I'm standing here today. I got all my country learning, milking and a churning, picking cotton, raising hell and baling hay. I've been to Georgia on a fast train, honey. I wasn't born no yesterday. I got a good Christian raising and an eighth grade education. They don't need y'all treating me this way. Well, sweet Carolina, I don't guess I'll ever find another woman put together like you are. I love your wiggling, your walking, and your big city talking, and your brand new shiny Plymouth ragtop car. Well, it's way up and way in this world of give and take. It seems like haze, it makes a waste every time. I declare to my soul, when you hear those ages roll, you better know I'm gonna get my share of mine. I've been to Georgia on a fast train, honey. I wasn't born no yesterday. I got a good Christian raising and an eighth grade education. Ain't on me and y'all treating me this way.
It sounds like tomorrow.
My Baby Thinks He's a Train. That there is Roseanne Cash. Yeah, good song there by Roseanne Cash. And, you know, I had to leave a lot of really good songs, stuck at the station, I guess you'd say. There's so many good train songs, so many that I might make this an annual thing, do a train show a year. Well, we'll see. Thanks for stopping by, everybody. My name is Brian. This is Hurtin' For Real. Remember, if you want to check out my Twitter page, you can, at Hurtin' For Real is how you can do that. And of course, there's the website, hurtinforreal.com. Well, next week on Hurtin' For Real, it's that time. Yeah, going to hear the Hurts of the Week and, the Hurts of the Month. Lots of good new records. Yeah, December is kind of a slow time for new releases, but in January it picks right up, and I've got about a dozen albums, and I'll feature them next week on Hurtin' For Real. And I think I'll leave you with something from Guy Clark. I had a chance to interview Guy Clark at the Edmonton Folk Festival quite a few years ago, and what an honor that was. Yeah, he was everything I imagined him to be. And I remember I missed about half of his show. Yeah, I had to go and interview someone else when he was doing his show, and I joined it halfway through, and I kind of wish that I hadn't missed that show, because he was just fantastic, and he's a hell of a storyteller, and he really is missed. So, we'll leave you with something from the late Guy Clark. Yeah, you know the one. Desperados Waiting for a Train. All right, that is it for me. My name is Brian. My show is Hurtin' For Real. And we'll visit next week. We'll see you then.
And I'd play the Red River Valley, and he'd sit in the kitchen and cry, run his fingers through 70 years of living, and wonder, Lord, as ever will I drill gone dry. His friends, me and this old man, was like desperados waiting for a train, like desperados waiting for a train. Well, he's a drifter and a driller of oil wells, and an old school man of the world. He taught me how to drive his car when he's too drunk to, and he'd wink and give me money for the girls. And our lives was like some old western movie, like desperados waiting for a train, like desperados waiting for a train. And from the time that I could walk, he'd take me with him to a bar called the Green Frog Cafe, and there was old men with beer guts and dominoes, blind about their lives while they play. And I was just a kid, but they all called him sidekick. Was like desperados waiting for a train, like desperados waiting for a train. One day I looked up and he's pushing 80, and has brown tobacco stains all down his chin. Well, to me, he's one of the heroes of this country. So why is he all dressed up like them old men? Drinking beer and playing moon in 42, just like a desperado waiting for a train. Like a desperado waiting for a train. And in the day before he died, I went to see him. And I was grown, and he was almost gone. So we just closed our eyes and dreamed us up a kitchen and sang another verse to that old song. Come on, Jack. Son of a bitch is coming. And with desperado he's waiting for a train. Like desperado he's waiting for a train. Like desperado he's waiting for a train. Like desperado he's waiting for a train. Like